I'm not your friend. I'm not gonna help you. I'm gonna break you.
The Osama bin Laden manhunt movie Zero Dark Thirty opens everywhere this weekend, but as it's trickled into theaters over the last month, it's been building up controversy along the way. With every rave review, 10 best list appearance, and award nomination, there have been new articles about the movie's alleged inaccuracies and what it could or should have depicted better. Now the government is getting involved. Senators John McCain, Dianne Feinstein, and Carl Levin have been asking the CIA how much they helped the filmmakers. They're especially concerned about how the CIA's use of torture is depicted in the movie. Mark Bowden is the author of The Finish, which traces the events that led to the death of Osama bin Laden. He also wrote Black Hawk Down, the 1999 book that became a Ridley Scott movie. Mark, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you, Kurt.
So is the torture or enhanced interrogation we see in Zero Dark Thirty rougher than what actually happened? Did we put people in tiny boxes smaller than coffins, for instance?
I believe we did. I don't know for a fact because those sessions are classified. From what we've seen, there was pretty rough handling of these folks.
People have complained that Zero Dark Thirty depicts torture as being more effective than it really was in getting information and thereby justifying torture. What is your take on that?
Well, I think it represents a kind of a willful misreading of the film. In fact, I believe in the movie, torture is shown to be brutal and cruel and ineffective. And as such, I find a lot of the anger about the portrayal of those torture scenes in the movie to be really kind of confusingly misplaced.
It seems as though, anti-torture absolutists who want to see it that way, as you say, in this willful misreading, would only be happy with a movie that had a character saying, well, torture hasn't worked at all, and it never has, right?
Yeah, I think that's probably it in a nutshell. I think they prefer a version of the story where torture has proved to be completely ineffective and that in this particular instance was not involved at all. I think discerning readers and viewers can work out for themselves how significant a contribution these coercive interrogations made to the effort. I think it was fairly minor, but nevertheless was part of the story. And I think you can also walk away from the film completely horrified by such treatment that you would be opposed to it for the rest of your life.
Why do you think these senators in Washington are making such a big deal out of it?
You know, there has been some criticism directed at the Obama administration and the Democratic administration for not aggressively pursuing the CIA officers who were involved in doing these coercive interrogations or the use of torture back in the early 2000s. And I think that they would prefer a version of history which sort of washes that out of the picture completely, if only because it complicates their lives. Right now, for instance, John Brennan has been nominated to head the CIA, and he's been accused of having been in the thick of all of this coercive questioning early in the Bush administration when he was in the CIA. I think that they would like for that all to go away, and this movie doesn't serve that end.
And do you have a sense or knowledge that the CIA and the Obama administration did or didn't give the screenwriter inappropriate access to the true story of this manhunt?
Well, I would be the wrong one, Kurt, to call any access to the CIA
yeah.
or the administration inappropriate, in that I
live on
a lot of time. I do. I try to get that access myself. Is that inappropriate? I'm not the first journalist, and Bowl is not the first screenwriter who's been granted an interview and has been told a story. I, for one, think we ought to, all of us, learn more and be told more about what our government is up to. I think that allegations that somehow secrets were leaked are just wrong.
Right. One of the issues here, it seems to me, is that the filmmakers, for better or worse, have made the case that this is really how it went down.
Yeah, I think they did make a mistake in sort of touting their access and presenting what is in fact ultimately a work of fiction, which is what all stories that Hollywood tells based on true ones turn out to be. I think that they overreached by presenting this as a journalistic film. It is remarkably accurate, I will say, and their access, I'm envious of some of the access that they gained, but I'm not critical of them for it. I think they've done a great job, actually. I think they probably shouldn't have sold it as a work of journalism.
What kind of responsibility does a filmmaker, a screenwriter have when portraying real, important, and in this case, recent events?
I think if you label your story a true story, you have an obligation to stay within the outline of historical events. I mean, if, as a recent movie did, shows Abraham Lincoln is out driving stakes through vampires' hearts.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, we all know that's parody. But if they tried to present that as real, not only would they make fools of themselves, they would discredit the medium. I don't believe there's a way of condensing a 10-year-long, very complicated story into a 2-hour film without taking the kinds of fictional steps that screenwriters have to make in order to, portray something on screen. So, I don't think they should be blurring the line between what they're doing and what journalists do.
Mark Bowden, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Kurt. I enjoyed it.
Mark Bowden is the author of Black Hawk Down and of The Finish, The Killing of Osama Bin Laden. He's also a national correspondent for The Atlantic. So what do you think? How much responsibility to factual accuracy do filmmakers have when they portray important events? Or is a movie like Zero Dark Thirty just a movie? Let us know what you think at studio360.org.